Hey, hello everybody. Hey, we're all here.
Sean, I'm here.
Hi. How's everybody doing? How many guys are not uptown right now, just by show of hands, or now you can. Okay. I'm also not uptown right now. It's a sham. Okay. Okay, good. So it's a newsman, but it's a hamster from the old man. So it's maybe have the miles of both. We have the mile of the freshness that it's a newsman. But on the other hand, we're already holding a minyanim, so we have the mile of not being unfamiliar territory. I hope we'll be able to cover ground. So it's off the Gemara, Ran Vav Amud Aleph, the second wide line. I'm Rav Yehuda Amud Aleph. Hametz chametz beveisa biyomtiv. Somebody finds chametz on yomtiv in his house. Rashi Pshat is he did have Bdikah Kedin. That's the presumption. It doesn't say that he wasn't Baidik. He was Baidik. But then he found the Chametz. I'm not sure if Pshat is he missed it in the Bdikah, or maybe this Chametz was in a Mokum Shein Machnisim by Chametz, and he's not Mokhliv to be Baidik. Oh, it doesn't matter. Afikach, Lemaisi, he found Chametz. Yeah, but I don't see why it should make a difference. Lemaisi found Chametz in his house. What does he do? Kli. So he covers it up with the Kli. Shouldn't say he shouldn't come to eat it. That's more than word that the child shouldn't come to eat it. Omer Rabba, I mean, certainly does nothing for Bal Yerubai Motzi. That we'll see in the Rishonim that it's that Bal Yerubai Motzi already did bittul. Omer Rabba, if shall hektish shu'ein itzarach, if this chametz was hektish, then he doesn't have to. There's no chash to shem yovel la'achon. My time in mitul b'dilumine, because anyway he's bittul from hektish the whole year round, so you don't have to chash to shem yovel la'achon. Another member, somebody has chametz of a guy in his house. Rashi learns that it's chametz of a. Rashi learns it's chametz of a kibbul of achrayis, because if it was chametz of a kibbul of achrayis, then it's bal yerubai motzi. He's not allowed to have it in his house. Not going to help to make a mechitza. You have to get rid of it. How do we try to learn the Ramban that it's talking about chametz of a kibbul of achrayis, but the mechitza. Is like yichud lebayis, so it takes off the yisur. Rashi can't learn that way. Rashi doesn't have the din of yichud lebayis. Rashi learns yichud lebayis means you weren't makabel achayis, so that pshat's not available to Rashi. So Rashi learns that we're talking about chametz shelo kibbul achayis, and but there's a chashem yovel similar to the first case. So it's a mechitza sar tochen. So he makes a mechitza basar tochen mishum heker. Either Ramban that it's yichud lebayis. So what does he have? What do you have to say mishum heker? You have to make a mechitza because you have to have yichud lebayis. We'll have to see when we get to the Ramban. The imshel heker shoyin nisarach. My time in mitul dili in shemineh. Same idea. But that's the Sugya of Gemara. Let's hear Rashi. People always say Kli. So Rashi, well, the Chazi little Tuli uba puke. It's Muksa, so it's not Roy to pick it up and carry it out. Pasuk chat. If it wasn't Muksa, then for Shemi Yovel Ochli, you would carry it out. That's better. For Shemi Yovel Ochli, it would be better to take it out altogether. That's not available because it's muksa. So Mela, the only way he can prevent himself from coming, prevent it from being eaten, is by being capable of esakli. There's no problem here about Rabbi Yamatzi. Apparently, Rashi holds that if there would be a problem about Rabbi Yamatzi, then being careful of a sakli would not be enough, and you would have to pick it up and not the kli and do what, but you would have to be metaltalit. Then the Issa Muktza, which is only Drabonon, would not be Omed in the face of Bali Roy Bali Motze. This is going to be Maramokum, Taisus and Subas is Cholik. Taisus says that even if Taisus assumes the Gemara is talking about it, even if you did not do Bittul, and there is Bali Roy Bali Motze, but nonetheless, Taisus says that you're still, the din is still Kaifal of a Sekli. So it's not so clear why, because the Mishnah asks, L'chayr Rashi is right. If you have Bali Roy Bali Motze, that's an Issa Deraisa. So how's an Issa Derabonon going to? We're going to allow an Issa Drabonon to prevent you from being, to cause you to be over by your by Motze. L'chor, the Issa Drabonon should give way before the Issa Deraisa by your by Motze. Okay, so Mishnah says two things. One thing he says is that maybe Hamidu Devarim, sometimes we find that Chazal were made their takonis, their gzeir is so strong that even though it's going to be at the cost of a Deraisa, they made the gzeir. Like a shofar that's very she'ilon, even though you're not gonna, if you don't take it down, you're not going to have mitzvah shofar, which is a deraisa. But the issue of being mishtamish be'ilon is hamida devein b'mokim, the mitzvah of shofar. So maybe that's the pshat here as well. Or the Kesef Mishnah has another suggestion that since midrabanan it's muktzah, so you're not over by Rabbi Motze. Because you're only over by Rabbi Motze if you could get rid of it, and you choose not to. But if there's an issa derabanan that prevents you from getting rid of the chametz, then you're not over by your by matzah either. So we had similar svaras in the past. We'll have going forward also. Is a mechilta? I'm not sure. You know, we had a mechilta. The mechilta says chemtzah shel nochri. So I'm not sure what Shalom that Mechilta is. The Gemara says it's a different Russia at the Reyes Shalachair. It's also not so clear why is it any Yochel of Ara? I mean, you could be Mavara. If you have to be Mavara, you could be Mavara. I don't know. Akoponim, that's what the Kesef Mishnah wants to say in Taisus, such a sort that to the extent it'll be Negev later today, is I think even. But the Kesef Mishnah says, that's what he seems to be saying. To the extent that Chazal are keeping me from being Mavarat, that I'm not over by Rabbi Yamatzi. No, maybe it's reminiscent of that we have the Tosis that if you're Osuk in the Biur, in the Chazir Achrav Levaroi, then you're not over by Rabbi Yamatzi. So there also, Shai was some Shad in the Tosis. One Shad is because you're busy with the Nituk, so you're not over the Lab if you're busy with the Nituk. But others say pshat in that taisus is also a similar svar. If you're mechazir of a levara, then it's not called you being mekayim. So we have this svar floating around. How come Rashi assumes for dover poshen atoi? Rashi assumes that if you would not be mevatelit, then avada isem muktzu would go by the wayside. But the case is that you were mevatel. But bitli believe in the answer. Look, I mean in the kamon, avodik tzorach shevatel believe it. We can verse later on that avodik tzorach shevatel. So presumably the case over here is that you were mevatel. Nonetheless, we're afraid you're going to come to eat it. Bittul takes off the vayoba imotze, but it doesn't take off the chashi imiyoba lochle. So mainly you have to be careful of a sekli. Let's finish all the rashi, then we'll come back to this rashi, because in this rashi there's a lot to say. We'll finish the rashis. Mithul diliminei, I feel of a chayl, lom do the fish me, that's by hektish. Hemshi shal nochi, hamuf kadesle, vile kibbal of a chayis, the mutul is shaysay. Vaisle mechisse vidal, and nishim hekish, le yishkech vayech lenu. Rashi asks, Rashi says, vile chagile bekfiyas kli kol shiva. Why not just because vile of a sakli? Why is this different than the first case? Because these are similar cases. I have chomets in my house, and I have a shashem yovel ochlei. So in the first, by mitzi chametz v'yomt, if you kaif a lovas hakli, here by goyish chametz, you make a mechitza. What's the difference? Rashi says, shakli nitul l'tarech. Being kaif a lovas hakli is not enough because somebody might take the kli away. Somebody might take the kli to use it. And then the chametz is going to be megula. So you have to make a mechitza atzar. So then what's chat in the first gemara? So why in the first memory of Yudam Rav, you kaif a lovas hakli? Maybe somebody's going to take it. In the case of Yontif, you can't make a mechitza. Because Asiyas mechitza is also on Yontif. It's Baina. Mishimchad Yoyim is Hagali b'kviyas kli. And it's only one day. So for one day, it's enough to do a kviyas kli. The Shem Yovel Ochli of one day, you could do it. It's satisfied with the kli. Balayla Yavarenu, and Mutsa Yontif, you'll be Mavar. Doesn't say that if a lila you'll make a mechitza. A Yiddish chomus, even if you were mevatel it, you're not allowed to keep it around in your house. Why? By Yovel, it took off. How come a lila yivarenu? Why don't I just make a mechitza? Rashi said you have to be careful if it's a kli because it's a. But for 7 days, it's not enough to be careful. It's a kli. You need a mechitza. But Yom Tov, you can't make a mechitza, so you're careful of a sakli. And Balayla Yivarenu. Why Balayla Yivarenu? Balayla, make a mechitza. That's already good. That's a good Shem Yovel. That'll take care of the Shem Yovel Ochli for 7 days. What does it say in Rashi? Rashi says there's two cases. Both cases here, it's Shem Yovel Ochli. You did bitul is no bar Yovel Motzi. But in both cases, there's a Shem Yovel Ochli. So in the first case, Hametz Chomis B'Yom Tov, the eight says you'll be careful of a sakli. By going to come to the kibbutz of Achayis, the eight is to make a mechitza. The Rashi asks, what's the difference? It's the same shashem you have a lochle hakim before the eight was to be careful of sakli, and now the eight is to make a mechitza. Now the eight is to make a mechitza. The Rashi is tuchilukim. Chiluk number one that on Yom Tov you're not allowed to make a mechitza, so you have no choice. You have to be careful of a sakli. Then Rashi is another chiluk that for one day could be a careful sakli is enough, but for 7 days you have to have an asiyas mechitza. By the way, Emes Rashi Shrei, why does he need two reasons? Either chiluk is enough. Okay, either chiluk is enough. You could say that in the first case, Meitzi Chomes V'yomta, if it's only for one day, so kaifel of a sakli is enough. But Lila you're going to have to be mevarit anyway, so it's only one day, so for one day, kaifel of a sakli is enough. By Goyish Chomet, you're not going to be mevarit, but Lila, you're going to keep it around the whole Chomet, so you have to make a mechitza. Number two, in the case of Meitzi Chomes V'yomta, if you're not allowed to make a mechitza, so you have to do the second best etza, be kaifel of a sakli. By Goyish Chomes, we're not talking on Yom Tov, we're talking Chalom Ha'id, so do the better Eitz, make a Mechitza Asar. Then with the Ran, when he brings these Svaris, he says Va'id. The Ran says Va'id, it's like two separate Teretzim. Inach and Echrami, each Teretz is enough by itself. Teretz number one, on Yom Tov, you can't make a Mechitza. Teretz number two, alternate Teretz. For one day, Kayful is a Kleez enough. For 7 days, you have to have a Mechitza. Rashi is not mashma and it's a void. Rashi mashma is all one thing. That you can't make a mechitza, and it's only one day. Mimele kaifel of hasakli. But over here, you could make a mechitza, and you have to make a mechitza that is for 7 days. Very not clear to me. Why does Rashi need both sides? So any of that. I don't know. I don't know why. Maybe Rashi means void. It's not mashma and Rashi void. I'm focusing now on a different point. Rashi says that Lamaisa, for 7 days, you make a mechitza. It's the same Shashem Yom HaLochli, but by Goyish Chomet, you're able to make a mechitza because it's not Yom Tov. And you have to make a mechitza because it's for 7 days. So that's the eight, so you make a mechitza, and that takes off the Shem Yom HaLochli. So how come by Meitzi Chomet, by Yom Tov, by Yiddish Chomet, Rashi before that out by Yom HaMot, there's no problem, you already did bittel. So why do you have to be careful of Zakli, Shem Yom HaLochli? So Kaifel Zakli is a second best Eitzel. It's a better Eitzel to make a Mechitzel. So fine. So Balayla Rashi says you have to take it. The Kli is not enough. Balayla, for one day the Kli is enough. Balayla, it's not enough. Okay. So Balayla, it's not enough. So Balayla, make a Mechitzel Asar. Rashi doesn't say the way. Rashi says Balayla Yivarenu. At the end of the Poshet, the Mishnah says that you do Bdikas Chametz Erev Pesach. And what do you do with the Chametz? So we know from the Mishnah later, Eichon Kol Arba, Besar from Tehillim Kol Chomesh, Besar from Betchilas Sheish. You're sorry of the Chomets, you get rid of the Chomets. Why do you have to get rid of the Chomets? You did Bittul Abayda Tzar Shivatul. So what's left? Shem Yovel Ochli, so make a Mechitza Asar. So it could be that this is one of the reasons why Rashi learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says is it didn't you have to be Baidik Chametz. Baidik means Bdika and Beer. So Rashi says Shalayav Bayuah Bayamotze. Rashi is the beginning of Masechta. I suggest in Rashi, what do you mean Shalayav Bayuah Bayamotze? You did Bittul. I said, no, the Bdika Shemiyav Alachle. So on behalf of Rashi, the Rishonim says, why didn't Rashi learn Shemiyav Alachle? Going back all the way to the beginning of Masechta, Rashi learns the reason why you have to be Baidik is because Shalyavar Bar Yobay Motze. So Taisa says, what do you mean? You already did Bittul, so you already took quick care of Bar Yobay Motze. So what's the whole Bdika? The whole Bdika is Shem Yobay Lachla. Rashi says, no, the Bdika says you should be Yobay Bar Yobay Motze. Ah, you did Bittul. So he saw at the time in the Shreinim, and the Shreinim says, as far as why we don't rely on Bittul. The Ran says, Shem Elayi Vatal B'Lev Shalem, the Rabbeinu, who was it? Has been a Paris brought, I think, Rabbi Yechiel, that it's Shema Yishkach Levatel. Another, it's Shema Yishkach Levatel, Shema Levatel Belev Shalom. What's the third one? Anybody remember?
Yimlech
HaBitulah. What? In the case of Shema Yimlech HaBitulah. Al Kapon, various reasons why Ali B'Darashi, we don't want to rely on the Bittul. So therefore, Hazama Mesach and So therefore, there's a drabon of the chash, shem levatel b'lev shalom. Let's say that he might nonetheless be over by yomotzi. So maybe you have to do bdikul beer. Taisa shem yovel ochle. So it could be one of the reasons why Rashi didn't want to learn like taisa that it's shem yovel ochle. Rashi agrees there is a chash in the world of shem yovel ochle. You see it in Agamar. Agamar says that there's a chash to shem yovel ochle. That's the whole kriyas kli. But there is such a thing in the world of Shemi Yovel Ochle. When we had Kikur B'Shmei Kair, the Gemara says, if Saturday Gemara Deshaila, they have to be murdered. Maybe it's going to fall and it'll be Shemi Yovel Ochle. So Rashi agrees there's such a thing in the world called Shemi Yovel Ochle. So why didn't Rashi learn that that's the reason why you have to be murdered, Shemi Yovel Ochle? This is ancient history. But maybe, Laura Asugya, maybe we could say, the reason why Rashi doesn't want to say, what does Hashem Shemi Yovel Ochle? But Shem Yovel Ochle can't be the whole story. Because if it was just Shem Yovel Ochle, if Bittul took care of Bayo by Motzin completely, and everything else was only Shem Yovel Ochle, so I would maybe understand why you have to be Baidik. But I wouldn't understand why. So you're Baidik, you find the Chametz. But why do you have to get rid of it? Find all the Chametz and make a Mechitz Asar. Why did the Mishnah, it says in the beginning of the parak that you have to be Baidik as the Chametz Lor and Er? The baikin is a chametz lo aner is to be mevar the chametz. Do you make a brocha al bir chametz? You don't make a brocha al asiyas mechitza. You make a brocha al bir chametz. The double portion of the Mishnah means you baidik and you mevar. The bdik is get rid of it. Why do you have to get rid of it? Identify where I understand maybe why you have to be baidik, but make it be baidik. Put all the chametz in one place and make a mechitza asar. That way you'll take care of the shem yovel ochle. Just like goyish chametz. Goyish chametz you'll have to keep around in your house if you weren't makabel achrayis. You make a mechitza, shul yovel ochle, al shem yovel ochle. It could be that that's why Rashi Taka learned that in Echanami, al shem yovel ochle, you'll be enough to make a mechitza asara. But by Yiddish Chometz, there's a bayo bayo mozitik issue. Because we're chayish, even though you made bittul, so midirais attack a bittul is enough, but midirabban, and we don't rely on the bittul. Shem levatel b'lev sholem, shem yishkach mi levatel, shem yimolach al bituloi, we don't rely on the bittul. So that's why you have to do beer. But maybe I understand, but Lila Yavarenu. That's not a reason to be Mevar on Yom Tov itself. It's only a Shashtu Abon and Shema. I don't want to keep repeating all three as Bayer. We'll go with the Ran. Shema, 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 Yavat, Lev, Shalom. What was I saying? If you find Chometz on Yom Tov, you did Bittul, so there's no Bayer, Rabbi, Motzei. So, but what happened to the, what about Shem, Shemeli Bittul Blei Sholem? That's only Shastra Abona, but that we're not going to be Matir Inis Muktzah. So for this, that will wait till after Yom Tov. Meanwhile, there's a problem of, well, there's one problem that maybe you weren't Mavatul Blei Sholem. For that, Kfiyas Akli is Leimayla V'Lemered. That's not why you're Kaifa Livas Akli. You're Kaifa Livas Akli, because meanwhile, there's a Shash of Shem Yavul Ochle. Balailo, take off the Kli. Hashem Yovel Ochle, you can make a mechitza asara. But you have to. But there's a din that you have to be mivarech chametz mider rabbanim because shemali bitul b'lev shalom. A few Rashi is very geschmack. I think fakir. We have now Tosefos Avodah and Rashi. Why Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta didn't learn that bikkas chametz is shema yovel achla.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Isn't it easier to light a fire than to start building a wall? Over here, you can because it's goy's chametz. Maybe Rashi holds that you can't burn someone else's chametz. But in general, isn't it just easier to burn it?
Isn't it better to burn it? Yeah, but l'chayra, I mean, there's no categorical rule that you can't get rid of a goy's chametz because if you're makabel l'chayis, you do have to get rid of it. I it's his chametz, okay. So it's his chametz, and maybe you're gonna have to. Presumably, he might have to pay him for it. But if you're mechuyev, if the Torah says that you're not allowed to have it, you have to get rid of it. So if there's a pshashem yovelachle, so why make a mechitza? So how's a mechitza so good enough? We'll come to a second. Maybe in Tosfos we do have to say something like you're saying. But meanwhile, in Rashi, I think that this is very good. This is very good. Mechitza Sarah is 100% a good etza. For Shem Yovel Ochli, Mechitza Sarah is a good etza. If it wasn't a good etza, it wouldn't work for Goyish Chometz either. Hakokach Mechitza Sarah is a good etza. It works for, please, only one day etza, but a Mechitza Sarah, that's 100% a good etza. That's why Rashi learns that there must be that by Yiddish Chometz is something else involved. Shem Eloi Yavatla B'Lev Sholem. Like Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta, shall Yavro lebari olay motzi? Maybe the Rabbanu were afraid. Maybe not. Maybe the Bittul is not going to be effective and going to be everybody olay motzi. So you have to be mevar. But that's only Shas the Rabbanon. And Yom Tov itself, it's mukzi. You're not mevar. Yom Tov itself, shall we yavro lochli? You can't even live a sekli. Valayli yavayel.
Rabbi, similar to what Alex is saying, Lamaisa, a better form of shall we yavro lochli is if you burn it, then you're for sure not going to eat it. Asar lo mechitza, I know it's good enough of eitzah by goyish chametz, but we don't want to establish that.
I think Rashi held that mechates l'chalak, if there's a chashim of l'ochle, then that's more important than goyish chametz also get rid of. And if mechitza asar takes off shem yob l'ochle, then it takes off shem yob l'ochle. I think in Rashi it stems very well. L'mais in Tosis, we have a problem. Because Tosis holds that b'dikas chametz, that bittel takes off by yob l'ochle completely. And the whole din of Dikas Chametz is only Shem Yovel Ochle. So if the whole Dikas Chametz is Shem Yovel Ochle, and Agayish Chametz, you also have Shem Yovel Ochle, and it helps the Mechitz Asar. So how can the Mechitz Asar is not good by why can't you do the Yiddish Chametz? Do Bittul, that takes off the Bayer by Motzei. Probably, I assume you have to be Baidik, so you get all the Chametz together, because you don't want to Shem Yovel Ochle, and then I'll Shem Yovel Ochle, make a Mechitz Asar. About it, that's not the din. The din is that you have to be mevar. You have to be mevar menoil. If I was eli ruach, why do you have to be mevar menoil? Why did they be mevar menoil? Just to throw in, maybe you'll say I'll tashbisu, but Tosfos tashbisu is only after chatzos. So why do you have to be mevar kodem chatzos? Maybe as Tashbisu. Maybe say Eitza. Maybe Tosfos holds. No, but for Tashbisu, you did Bittul. It's already naturally not yours. It's not Tashbisu. Yeah, if there was Tashbisu, Tosfos wouldn't need Shem Yovel Ochle. But Tashbisu is taken care of with the Bittul. Same way it takes care of Bar Yovel Motzi, it takes care of the Bittul. It takes care of Tashbisu. So it's only Shem Yovel Ochle. No. So Shem Yovel Ochle, so make a Lachit Sasar. What does Tosfos mean? So the fire in Tosfos, you do have to say along the lines that some of you have been suggesting. Well, I think it's a little bit daunting to me, but at the fire in Tosfos, you have to say that there were more mekel in the Shem Yovel Ochle of Goyish Chametz than in the Shem Yovel Ochle of Yiddish Chametz. Yiddish Chametz, they didn't even want to rely on the Mechitza Asar. So they said you have to get rid of it entirely. In Goyish Chametz, you can rely on the Shah. For the Goyish, for the Shem Yovel Ochle of Goyish Chametz, they were mekel to make a Mechitza Asar.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Tosfos thinks Subis on Zion and based on an arm like Bez Malav, but includes beer as part of the mitzvah midrabbanan of Bezika.
I didn't hear the beginning.
Tosos and Subas on Zion that speaks about our sugya, and Tosos on Daf Beis, both don't just call the mitzvah derabanan bedika, beer, and or shreifa is really included. So it can't just according to Tosos to be hard to say that mechitzas hasara would be enough, because Tosos calls bedika slash beer derabanan they include.
Yeah, then you're right. If Tosos happened, calls it a mitzvah beer. Tosos calls it a mitzvah beer. So why? You're right. It's a mitzvah beer. Shema Yovel Ochli created a mitzvah beer. But that's my question. Why does Shema Yovel Ochli create a mitzvah beer? Shema Yovel Ochli should create a mitzvah to make a mechitzasa.
Maybe there's no vote at all. We care about keeping the goy's chametz around. What? Like I understand we're allowed to get rid of the goy's chametz. We don't want to at least try and keep it around.
Yes, I don't know. I don't know how much weight to give this. I'm in a Tosis and a Chalame. I don't have an Eitzah. I would like the Emes. I would like a better Eitzah. I'd be happy to find a better Eitzah.
Maybe it could be
the but I don't know. We want to be polite. We don't get rid of the guy's chametz. You know, we don't have a problem with him, so we'll make it. Maybe these sources are true. I don't know. It doesn't say in Tosis anyway. That itself is hard. Tosis should say this to Feresh. Why not just make a mechitzasara?
Rabbi, could it be mechitzasara is making it non-rishus anymore? So it doesn't make sense for your own chametz. Like, if you put it in your own, if you're not, how could that, you know, but for someone else's chametz, you put it in a separate place.
Maybe mechitzasara only works on Gaisha chametz. Because the idea of making mechitzasara is I'm making it a separate rishus for his chametz. That's the Ramban. Taish doesn't say that we're talking Yom Kippur L'Chai.
Yeah, Taish is not. Yichud Lubai is also Mechitza. It's like, Kamech Shal Nachri.
Oh, yeah. Taish's holds is such a thing as Yichud Lubai is that takes care of even Chomets. That's true. Taish's holds that Yichud Lubai is works even on Chomets that Yom Kippur L'Chai is. But it doesn't say in Taisus that this Gemara is talking about Chomet Shekibol of Achayis. Ramban says that part. Ramban is making Mechitzas like the Yichud Levayis. It worked even Shechomet Shekibol of Achayis. Could be. Maybe Taisus holds that way too. There's two ways to say the Ramban. I don't want to bring in too many things at the same time. The Ramban learns the Gemara that we're talking specifically about Chomet Shekibol L'Achayis. And that's why you have to make a Mechitza Sora in order to make a Yichud Le'Bayis. Chomet say you were not Mechabel L'Achayis. The Ramban holds is no Shema Yovel L'Ochle. We're not afraid you can eat somebody else's Chomets. And you don't even need a Mechitza Sora. Chomet Shaloi Kibol L'Ochle. Because the Ramban holds that on Goyish Chomets there isn't even a Shema Yovel L'Ochle. And if you were not Mechabel L'Achayis, just put it in the corner and you can have it open. I may be leaded. Why would I eat somebody else's chametz? I don't go around eating other people's food. By chametz, shekibol of achrayis. So then there's a problem with makabel achrayis. So you need a mechitza in order to create a yichud lebayis. But Peter Rabban, I don't understand the words of the Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is that oisle mechitza tzara mishum heker. It's not mishum heker. It's mishum yichud lebayis. Any of them. The Ritva also holds like the Ramban that Mechitza Sar makes the Yichud Le'Bayis, but he says it a different nusach. He says that the Gemara is talking about both Chomet Shekibol of Achrayis and Chomet Shelo Kibol of Achrayis, because the Mechitza because it's Yichud Le'Bayis, the Mechitza makes the Yichud Le'Bayis, and it also helps for the Shema Yovel Ochle. So it doesn't matter whether it's Kibol of Achrayis, not Kibol of Achrayis. The Mechitza either way takes off the Shema Yovel Ochle, because there is a Shema Yovel Ochle. And as far as the Achrayis and the Bal Yorah is concerned, so you have Yichud Le'Bayis. So it comes in two flavors, the Ramban, the Ramban himself and the Ritva. But you're saying an interesting thing. Maybe we could say in Tosis also that Mechitza Sora, let's say maybe it also takes, it's also like the Ritva, it's also good for the Shema Yovel Ochle. But maybe it's also a Yichud Le'Bayis. Maybe the Mechitza Asar also affects a Yichud Le'Bayis. And then we could say a vort that Mechitza Asar, who said this before? I don't know who's talking. It's very hard now with the Zoom to know who's talking. Who said before this notion that
Yosef Bram.
Yosef Bram.
Maybe we could say like Yosef, that It's not that by Goyish Chometz we rely on a Mechitza Asara, by Yiddish Chometz we don't want to rely on it so we do something better and we're Mevarat Mila Olam. The whole notion of a Mechitza Asara is to segregate, that's the Goyish Rishus where I don't have a right to go, so I won't go there and I won't come to eat it. So by Yiddish Chometz it's not going to help because the other side of the Mechitza is also my Rishus, so why would the Mechitza stop me from going there?
What does Mishum Heker mean, Lefidus?
The Heker is, you have to make a Heker that you are Miyachad Imokum. That means you make a Heker that is not your Rishus. This Rishus was given over to the guy. I don't even have to go so far as to say that it has a Din of Yichud Levayis. Yichud Levayis like a Schirus. The word compares it to Schirus Lakanya. Maybe Mechitza Asar is not a Yichud Levayis. Ramban says that it is. Maybe we don't have to go so far for Tosfos. Maybe it's not a Yichud Levayis. But what it marks off is the other side of the Mechitza, that's somebody else's Chometz, that's not my Rishus, I'm not allowed, I can't go there. It's a no-go area, the Mechitza Asar. It could be talking about, that's the Ashes anyway, that you're not allowed to go on the other side of the Mechitza. Because if you go on the other side of the Mechitza, then there's no Mechitza because you're in the Chometz. That's anyway probably the Ashes. The point is I make a Mechitza where I'm not allowed to go because that place is given over to the God. That works in Yiddish Chometz. It doesn't work on Yiddish Chometz by definition. A Mechitza Asar by Yiddish Chometz is nothing because the other side of the Mechitza is also my house. I think Rashi not Mashma that way though. Because Rashi's done, why can't you make a Mechitza Asar in the first case? Why do you have to be Kaifa Luvas Akli? Make a Mechitza. So Rashi hates this for one day a Mechitza. For Rashi says, Mechitza, you can't make a Mechitza Yontov. If what we're saying, if this word, Yosef's word, is right in Tosfos, then in the first case, a Mechitza Asar wouldn't even help. You find Chometz Yom Tov and make a Mechitza. What's the Mechitza going to help? I'll walk around to the other side of the Mechitza. Kaifel of a Sekli helped. The Chometz is coming over. Rashi, she tossed it at the whole kind of Rashi Taka also. Mechitza Asar would work by Yiddish Chometz. That a Mechitza Asar would work by Yiddish Chometz. Why not just make a Mechitza Asar for Yiddish Chometz? Teretz is Rashi. Rashi holds that we're afraid Shem Elayi Vatav Lev Shalom. So you're going to be everybody on your Motzim. And Midrabon, the Zachshashi might come to be everybody on your Motzim. So Rashi holds Mechitza Asar would work by Yiddish Chometz. Except that it's Yom Tov, you can't do it. After Yom Tov, you really should be able to put up a Mechitza Asar, except that we have the Rashi in that base, Shem Elayi Vatav Lev Shalom. Tais doesn't have the Shem Elayi Vatav Lev Shalom. Tais holds everything in Shem Yovel Achlai. So why not just make a Mechitza? So why be Mabar altogether? Just make a Mechitza Asar. There is just Tais and Mechitza Asar by definition only works by Yiddish Chometz, not by Yiddish Chometz. Okay, very Gishmak. I think it's very Gishmak of all. It all works out in the Bay Rashi and Shatasa.
Rabbi, I think Rabbi Neperet sounds like what Yosef is saying. He says that the Mechitza is from Hefsek.
Let's see. This is Rabbi Neperet. The Chosh of Yosef Lassays. I understand that. I'm not sure what the Tzarichus Lashon is, but you see in the Tosfos of Rabbeinu Peretz, not like I'm saying. He asked Rashi's kasha, why before you kaifel this a kli, make a mechitza asar? He said the same teretz as Rashi, that on Yom Tov you can't make a mechitza. He doesn't say that on Yiddish Chometz a mechitza doesn't help. Tosfos of Rabbeinu Peretz, that doesn't say that. But I in Pirusha Kuntres, the Peretz says more like the other guys are saying, that it's since it's Goy Shechomet, you don't want to burn it. The first way we said that I wasn't so thrilled about, but Rebbeinu Peretz Taka says it. And really, mechitza asara would help by Yiddish Chometz too, like Rashi. So why Balayli of Arenu? Apparently, to be mevar is better than to make a mechitza. But over here, it's Goy Shechomets. You don't want to be mevar Goy Shechomets. You want to leave it so you can give it back to the Goy. Yeah, not like I'm saying. He said that mahalach. I wonder if there's anybody else. I have to look around.
Rabbeinu Hananel says, Kadeshi Yosem Rishus Yisrael Lagamre. That means that the Mechitza is actually taking it out of the Rishus of Yisrael, like what Yosef is saying.
Interesting part, but he says, "Hashem yechlu bonov." The kids are going to eat it. But heck, we're saying it's not. The chomish al nochri tarach mechitza asara kadei she yetsi meshus yisrael lagamri. It's much more in the Rebbeinu that it's not al shem yovel nochri at all. It's more like the Ramban that it shouldn't be. It should be like yichuli bias. How does the Rebbeinu Hananel learn before? Rebbeinu Hananel before, by Yichud Le'Bayis, he says, if Kida Yetz Le'Chayev Levar, Elim Yichud Le'Bayis, V'la B'Shusay Di Yisrael Koy. That's his lesson over here also, Kshtei Shiyetz Di Shusay Yisrael Le'Gamri. I think Rebbeinu Hananel is more mashma like the Ramban, that we're talking about Chomet Shekibel of Achayis. You have to be miyachad levayis, but you make a mechitza so that it should be esim shusol legamri.
On the case where a guy goes into the rishus of a Jew, the Rebbeinu Hananel says that when it says over there that you don't have that you're potter, so he says that you don't have to take it out of his hands and burn it. Implication being that the other option would be to do that if it wasn't allowed. That's what you would do. You wouldn't just separate the chametz. You would have to actually take it and burn it.
To take the chomet out of the hands of the nochi. Yeah, maybe it all goes together. Okay, I don't want to spend time now looking around in the Mishnayim. Just curious to see what the Taisi Rosh says. Just maybe that one thing. Doesn't say anything. Okay, anyway, entices I made a pair of takas in that, like this, what?
Rabbi?
Yeah?
What would the Ramban hold if you were not Mekabel Chayes? What should you do with the Goyish Chavit? You could just leave it around.
Leave it in the corner. There's no problem. Leave it in the corner.
You
don't need anything.
There's no Shemayah Baruch Hu according to the Ramban? You're not Mekabel at all?
Not on somebody else's comments. Not on comments that you don't own. I say it's not a chametz you don't know.
So can we say like Tosfos learns like that? Why? So how come we can't say Tosfos learns like that? He just learns like the Ramban that we're talking about. Kabbalah Sechayis Benichinam, and we're not kleishes for Goyish Chametz and Shemayah Baruch Hu.
Oh, I hear. Maybe Tosfos learns like maybe there's mamish like the Ramban that by the Goyish Chametz is no Shemayah Baruch Hu, and the Mechitz Asar is altogether just for Yichud Lebayis. Yeah, that could also be.
Yeah.
Maybe there are bad holes in a Goyish. Maybe Tosfos holds like there are bad. A Goyish Chametz is no Shem Yovel Achle at all. That's not what the Mechitz HaSar is for. The Mechitz HaSar is for Yichud Lebayis. Maybe that's their Ben Chananel also. Ben Chananel doesn't say anything but Shem Yovel Achle. He said that the Mechitz HaSar is to be Moitzi Meshusu Legamre. Yeah, that could also be. Okay, so we have three Mahalchim and Tosfos. Three possibilities. Why by Yiddish Chametz is it not enough to make a Mechitz HaSar? I did bittul. What remains is only Shemi Yovel Achle. So Shemi Yovel Achle, make a mechitza. So possibility number one is within the rules of Shemi Yovel Achle, it's Mashman Rabbeinu Peretz, that within the Shemi Yovel Achle, mechitza is also not the best thing. But by Goyish Chometz, he doesn't want to get rid of the Goyish, doesn't want to, what's going to tell the Goy when he comes back. So Mechadir, we're more makel. Possibility number one. Possibility number two, as Yosef says, that maybe on Yiddish Chametz and Mechitz HaSar doesn't help. Because I can't segregate it into a different Rishus if I own both sides of the Mechitz. And number three, maybe Tais tells like the Ramban, that there's no Shem Yovel or Flam Yiddish Chametz at all. If that's the Pshat in the Ramban, I don't know, that there's no Shem Yovel or Flam Yiddish Chametz at all. I'm not sure even that Pshat in the Ramban, that there's no Goy, there's no, why the Ramban is not concerned by Goyish Chametz Shem Yovel Achle. Remember, we had a Ramban. The Ramban holds that if you rented a house and it turned out that it's not Bodok, it's not a Chisor B'Gufa Mekach. So it seems that he holds that you're allowed to live there, because if you're not allowed to live there, it would be Chisor B'Gufa Mekach. That's what the Ramban Tashitos over here, that you're allowed to live be in a house without Chametz, that has Chametz in it. Aye, but the Ramban himself also says that Dikas Chametz, they were Misakin Shem Yovel Achle. Maybe it's different. They were Misakin Dikas Chametz Shem Yovel Achle. That's why they made a Takon of Dikas Chametz. But if you didn't do it, if the Bais is not Bodok, doesn't mean you're not allowed to live there. To live in a house that has Chametz, you're supposed to do Dikas Shem Yovel Achle. I don't know, maybe it's not so great. No, I don't make that connection not so great. Nice, it's a funny thing. I have chametz, I know that it's here. There's no Shem Yovel Achle. If it's because there's Goyish and Goyish chametz, no Shem Yovel Achle, it's a nichol. But if you're saying stam, you're allowed to be in a house with chametz, a little hard. There is a Shem Yovel Achle. So my kicker b'shmei kaira, there is a Shem Yovel Achle. I think it's still true that Ramban holds you're allowed to live in a house she'ein bodok. Maybe that's something else. But house that's not bodok, it's not like this chametz that you know for sure that it's there. But if you know for sure the chametz is there, yeah, I don't know. I'm talking not so sure that tliya is correct that I said last semester.
Ready?
A component. I think this is for the time being. I think this is good enough. That in Rashi is very geshmak. That's I think 100% true. That in Rashi is very geshmak. Mechitza sar takes off shem yovel achli 100%. But you have to be mevar shem lo yivata b'lev shalom. In Taisus, that the whole blik is shem yovel achli. So then we have this issue. So why not just make a mechitza sar? So one of the three things, either on Goyish Chametz they were more mekel, because you don't want to really if you don't have to, you don't want to destroy Goyish Chametz. Number two, the eight said that on Yiddish Chametz and Mechitza doesn't help. Number three, that maybe on Goyish Chametz the Takan Hashem Yovel Achli the Mechitza is for Yichud Lebayis. Derech the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel. Yeah, somebody want to say something?
Yeah, Rabbi. What we were saying at the Bram Mahalach, if one is Mevatel, the Chametz, Yiddish Chametz, yeah. Would a Mechitza Asara work to remove the Shemiyav al Achlo?
That's the Allah, the Nap.
It wouldn't work.
Right.
So if it's not working as a way to prevent Shemiyav al Achlo, I guess, because you could easily go around and or whatever, right. It's accessible. The whole heter of Yichid Lo Bayis is based on the fact that it's not Matsui. But if the Mechitza isn't good enough to remove a Shemiyav al Achlo by Yiddish Chametz, and isn't that accessible enough that it shouldn't work as a heter for Yichud L'Bayis at all?
It means, by Yiddish HaChametz, the mechitza doesn't mean anything, because the whole point of, yichud, of making a mechitza is that I segregate that that side of the mechitza is the geis. So I'm not going to go there. Like I'm saying, that side of the mechitza, I don't go there. I'm giving that over to the geis chametz. It's like Yichud L'Bayis. It's al derech Yichud L'Bayis. And I'm saying that side of the mechitza, I'm giving over. That's how the Rishonim understand Yichud L'Bayis, Mr. That's how that Yichud L'Bayis means since I have Goyish and Chametz in my house, I'm giving the Goy that place to keep his Chametz. So Mechitza Sarah, even in the Shem Yobel Ochle in Mechitza Sarah, it works in a similar way, that the Mechitza Sarah makes it that side of the Mechitza is given over for the Goy's Chametz. I don't know if I want to say Mamish Deloshen that it's rented out to the Goy for his Chametz. Maybe that's good enough. Rabban says that it does do that. I don't know if we have to go so far, but it's given over to the guys, to the guy for his chametz. That side of the mechitza, like so. Now in a way, it's not my rishus. That's the guy's side. But if I own the house and it's my chametz, it's my everything. So what is the mechitza? Who says I have to stay on this side of the mechitza? I could be on that side of the mechitza. That side of the mechitza is also my rishus. My chametz, my house, my rishus. Why can't I go on the other side of the mechitza?
Right, but the heter of Yichud L'Bayis is built, like Gemara said, and Tosfos said further itself. The heter of Yichud L'Bayis is built on whether or not it's matzui to you. So if this mechitza doesn't work in making this chametz not accessible,
the ene matzui means that if it's not in my, that if it's not the taisvis. Well, it depends how you understand Yichud L'Bayis. That has to do with the Shia, particularly what I said. But Yichud L'Bayis, let's say B'Pshut L'Ramban, Yichud L'Bayis, it means that it's not totally my Rishus, since it's rented out to the guy. So it's not totally my Rishus. It's not so much my Rishus. And Mimela, that's the Xer Sakosuf, that I'm not a Yivan Chomet, it's not a my Rishus. Not a Yivan Yiru, and Chomet is not a my Rishus. Here we're talking about Shema Yovel Ochlei. But in Shema Yovel Ochlei also, the reason why the Mechitza prevents the Shema Yovel Ochlei is because I'm not going to go into a place that's not my Rishus. But if it's my Chometz, then it's not, then it's still my Rishus. What is the Mechitza? The Mechitza doesn't make it not my Rishus.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think very good. Okay, right. Let's go back to the Rashi at the beginning of this again. The Rashi says, it's mukta. It's mukta, and I can't pick it up and carry it out. I buy Rabbi Motzei. He says, no, for that I did bit. My experience, if it wasn't mukta, let's say, if it was not mukta, then what would I have to do? What would be the din if it was not mukta? If chametz was not mukta, just again, there's no by Rabbi Motzei because I did bittul, but still, it's chametz. I did bittul, but it's chametz. Shem yovel ochlei. So Rashi says I can't pick it up and carry it out because it's mukta. If it wasn't mukta, then I would pick it up and I would carry it out, and that would take care of the shem yovel. That would take care of the Shema Yovel Ochla. There's a few Oros in Rashi. First of all, let's say it wasn't Muktzah. Why would picking it up and carrying it out be enough? Rashi Shittas Doch that we're Chayshi Shema L'Shlema that Midrabbanan, we're Chayshi Shema L'Bitl B'Lev Shalom. You might be able to buy Rabbi Motze. So that's only a Shash Drabon, it's not Bechadis and Muktzah. But I want to know if it was not Muktzah, had it not been Muktzah. So Mudik and Rashi, had it not been Muktzah, what you would do is Le Tiltulayulapuke. You would pick it up and carry it out. How would that be enough? It would be enough maybe for the Shem Yovel Achle. But how would it be enough for the Dinder Abbanon that we're Chayshi Shem Elevitl B'Lev Shalom? So Shem Yav, so you're going to be, we should be, is a Shash Bar Yobayim Otze. So you should have to be Mefar V'Zer L'Ruch. The Mishnah says you Mefar V'Zer L'Ruch. That didn't have come. That didn't put it out on the street. It's Machin Rafi that putting it out on the street would take care of Bal Yovei Motzei of the Shemul. It's Mukhagan Rashi that if I could put it out on the street, that would take care of Bal Yovei Motzei too. How could that be? The Mishnah says you have to be Mefarav Zer L'Ruach. We can use the straight, but fine, that's only Pleinim Chatzais. But Mefarav Zer L'Ruach. As we'll say, that the din they have to mefarav zayir the ruach, that's only kleinim chatzos when you have a mitzvah tashbisu b'kum ve'ese. After chatzos, we had it's only b'shev v'atatz there that it should be mushbas, shouldn't be over by Rabbi Motvei. So maybe then it's not enough to put it out on the street. Or could be that the reason why you have to be fire reserve the ruch is only as shashta kol and as by Rabbi Motzi. Maybe for by Rabbi Motzi you could talk about it on the street. The Mishnah says mefarav v'zayir l'ruach. Maybe that's only mishashta kol. Rashi Chochet says that it's that there's a shashta kol. You have to be mefarav v'zayir l'ruach and mataliam as shashta kol. But then, and it's dusher over here. So what do you mean you just pick it up and take it out? There's a shashta kol. Where did the shashta kol go? It's a tasha by itself. Rashi says, if it wasn't muktzah, I would pick it up and take it out. What do you mean, pick it up and take it out? So fine, by Rabbi Motzi, maybe it takes off. But there's a shash takol. You're leaving it out on the street. Somebody's going to eat it. That's why. That's one of the reasons why you have to be a fire reserve. Rashi Mechukhetz is beferish. That you have to be a fire reserve. I think it's implicit in the Gemara over there. That being a fire reserve is also, at least, because of a shash takol. Somebody shouldn't find it. That's why you move this shayim, not the Yamamelach, and so on. It's also given there. Where'd that go over here? I don't know. Maybe Rashi doesn't need to have such close scrutiny. Rashi's, the mice is muktzah, you can't do anything. I said, it's muktzah, you can't pick it up and take it out. And if it wasn't muktzah, maybe Nechanam, you pick it up and take it out. Maybe you do more things. Rashi doesn't go into the protein. You pick it up, you take it out, you mean a fire was early ruach. Maybe it's called some nichnas with the Rashi. Rashi didn't have to go into all these protein because the emphasis is that it's muktzah, you can't do anything. So it does look Rashi. It's muktzah, so you just like cause a little bit to the puke. Had it not been muktzah, then it would be a chazi l'tutuli l'apukei. That doesn't mean that that's all you would do. You would be tutuli l'apukei, and you'd flush it down the toilet, and you would have to do more because it's a shashta kol. Let's look at the bottom places. Hazel is a kli. Atal gati ika lamanda omer per kira ein kli nitel elo ledover ha nitel. Also give it there. There's machlekes amiroim, the later amiroim. Are you allowed to be metal to lakli letsoirich mukta? Let's see the mushroom. You have a beitza shanol de biyomtev. So it's mukta. You don't want somebody to step on it and break it. Am I allowed to take a kli and put it on top of upside down on top of the beitzah to keep it from being stepped on? So, machlekes, Hashda says, why not? The Kli is not Muksa. I'm not putting it under the Beis. Put it under the Beis, it would be Rahman Bittul Kli Mechanoi, that you're going to make it into a Bosses the Dover also. There's an incident to make a Kli into a Bosses the Dover also. I'm not doing that. I'm putting it upside down on top of the Kli. So there's a Mando Amr over there. I think it's Rav Yitzchok, if I remember correctly, who says you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to be metal to the Kli L'tzorech protect L'tzorech Muksa. I'm being metal to the Kli for the Tzorech of the egg. So, and the egg is muksa. So you're not allowed to be metal to L'tzorech Dover Os. Another Amr Amr Rechel. The place is asked from this Gemara. Rav Yudam Rav says, Kli Fulam is a Kli, the Chum is Tuch Muksa. So it's a Raya that ain't Kli Nittil, that a Kli isn't Nittil L'tzorech Dover Shein and Nittil. Wants to be kafir, so that's what Rav holds. So he Rav's in him. It's not so Rav could hold that it is nitl. The halacha is that we pass in the kli is nitl. It's erech adav v'shein nitl. Some of the chad is Tosfos didn't want it. That it's a machlekes is there in the later amiroyim. Rav Ashi I think is involved over there. We had a raya from a member of Rav. Rav was the first generation of amiroyim. The gemara would have brought that there's a raya from Rav. So Tosfos answer is two tails. Ikale ukmei b'tzarechum kaimer. The Gemara over there says that even though you're not allowed to pick up the Kli to cover the egg, but if you picked up the Kli for a reason that you were allowed to pick up the Kli, you picked up the Kli, you had another reason, another agenda why you picked up the Kli, was Sarach L'mkaimai, then you're allowed to put the Kli down on top of the egg. So we can say, you can do the same thing over there, you take a Kli with Sarach L'mkaimai, and then you'll be kaifed, all of us are Kli. The Gemara over there brought a lot of riots to the Kli from various cases where it seems that you could carry a Kli with Sarach Adovar and Nittl. And the Gemara answers, it's talking about B'tzarach L'mkaimah. So the Gemara could have brought Rabbah, it would have answered the same thing, B'tzarach L'mkaimah. Inami says, Taisis, Hocha Shoyim Yishom Duma Osti L'mechle. Here, Hashem Yovel Ocholoi, they were Mekil in the Isser of Enkli Nitil and Tzarach Dover and Nitil. So it's interesting. In the Isser Mukta itself, they were not Mekil. Can't pick up the Chumas and take it out. But in the Isser of Enkli Nittil and Tzarech Dover Nittil, that they were Mekel. What's the difference? What's the difference? If we're already being Mekel in the Isser of it's also kind of Mukzah Dika Halacha. So if we're Mekel in the Halacha of Kli Nittil, Tzarech Dover Nittil, Shein Nittil, so that means we're being Mekel in Hilchos Mukzah. So pick up the Chametz already. All you have to say I'll tell you, I had a machshava maybe in Taisus after the Surah B'Chanan said it, that maybe Taisus doesn't mean that they were Mekel because of Shema Yovel Ochle, they were Mekel in the Yisim Muksa. No, the Yisim Muksa were not Mekel. Taisus means that because of Shema Yovel Ochle, so I'm not picking up the Kli for the Tzarech of the Chametz. I'm picking up the Kli for the Tzarech of me that I shouldn't come to be Ayur Nisa. So it's cool that I'm being Mekel the Kli, the Tzarech of Dover and Nittel. I'm being Mekel the Kli. I think the Rav Chanan said this. I mean, make the Kli for me. I'm a Dover and Nittel. I pick up the Kli not for the Chametz. The Chametz doesn't need the Kli. I'm not putting the Kli on top of the Chametz to protect the Chametz. I'm putting the Kli on top of the Chametz to protect me. I could take a Kli for my Sarech. You put a sick of trap in places. That's what he means. Inami Hocha Shoyim Yishum Dum Osti L'mechli. Doesn't mean we're making muktzah because of the chashash miyovel ochli. It's not called being nitel kli tzarech dover nitel because that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it shemiyovel ochli. So I saw in Taisus Harosh, the Taisus Harosh is mefurish, not that way. And the lesson Taisus Harosh is mefurish like the normal havana of Taisus, not like this mefurish dik havana. He says Taisus Harosh says l'mad dover perakira ain't clean nitel el dover nitel. You're going to come to this of their ice if you're going to eat the chametz. But if Tzar Baal Chaim would be their ice, it would be Mekel in the Isser of being Mevatel Kli Meichonim. So you see that for an Isser, the ice that we're going to be Mekel in Isser, Mevatel Kli Meichonim is also kind of Isser Muksah. So you see that we're Mekel in certainly Isser Muksah for an Isser their ice. So it's not like a Bachan and Tavona that here it's not close, but I'm being over the Issa Muksa. I'm being over the Issa of being Neutel, Kli, Lutzer, Chadov, Shen, and Nittel. But for an Issa, there I say we're Mekel. For a Shash, Issa, there I say we're Mekel. So why don't we make an Issa Muksa altogether and just pick up the Muksa? Why is this? Or you have to say that somehow the Isra of being neutral clearly tzorech ador nitl is not as chomer as being neutral the mukta itself. So we're not makel to be neutral the mukta itself, but we're makel to be neutral the clearly tzorech. We're makel the Isra of being neutral clearly tzorech hamukts. So in the footnotes, brings from the Rashmi Plaza in his parish to the Piyut Elokei Aruchos and the Ozeru. We're already familiar with the Rashmi Plaza in his parish to the Elokei Aruchos. And Kitaka answers the Mayri B'tzorach that Uriah is the Rabbi Ziyesh, Yitzorach Mitzvah Choshev Kitzorach Lum Kaima. Rashmi Plaza answers that a Tzorach Mitzvah is like Tzorach Lum Kaima. Meaning, if I picked it up with Tzorach Mitzvah, that's good enough. So L'chari he means, and here I picked it up with Tzorach Mitzvah because it's a mitzvah, it's in the mitzvah Shem Yav L'Ochle. So the Rashmi implies it sounds like this for like a L'Ochle's M'Kiddush Tikkun Pshat and Taisus. Yeah, the lots of the Taisus L'chari more like Taisus Rosh. Tzab Taisus meant like Taisus Rosh. They have the same first name. But the Rashmi implies that Yitaka see this, L'chari you see this Svar. Oh, it's a good Svar. I don't know why Taisus Rosh didn't hold from it. Good Svar. I'm not taking the Kli L'Tzorech the Chametz. Taking the Kli L'Tzorech me. Yes, you have to say, but if the Chametz wasn't here, I wouldn't be Neitel L'Kli, so it's still called L'Tzorech the Chametz.
Rabbi, is it possible that we're just less inclined to be makel by something that's Mukta Machmas Isser?
Nothing is Muktzah Machmas Isser. Muktzah Machmas Isser. I mean, Chametz is Muktzah Machmas Isser. I mean, that's basically like saying that Muktzah is more Chomer than the Isser of Kli, Ein Kli Nitel, El Tzarech Lavar Nitel. The Isser of being Nitel, the Muktzah itself is more Chomer than the Isser of being Nitel, something else, which is not Muktzah, L'Tzarech, the thing that's Muktzah. Okay. I just want to start a discussion. We're not going to get into it so much. We're not going to get into it today. We try to discuss the Ran has a try like this. The Ran says why can't I just burn the chametz? So the answer is like this. The answer is it depends. If I did not do bittul, but the shot is like this: Am I allowed to burn chametz on yomtov? It's like that. Am I allowed to burn chametz on yomtov? And if I am, then why can't I do that over here? If I have chametz on yomtov, why do I have to be careful with a kli? Why not just burn it? So the Ran says that yes, you're allowed to burn chametz on yomtov because mitoich shulter avor letzorech chutur nami shaloi letzorech. That's the mishnah. We have a mishnah mechalkes b'shami b'silu, the mishnah in Sukkah. B'shami say you're not allowed to carry luluf on yomtov because it's not echel nefesh. Not going to eat the luluf, so it's not echel nefesh. And b'silu say mitoich shulter hitzol letzorech chutur nami shaloi letzorech. Since I'm allowed to carry food, I'm allowed to carry anything, and that's of course our halacha. We carry things on yomtov even though they're not food. He mat all the Rishonim except for Rashi hold that that's limited to a Tzorech Hayom. It doesn't have to be food. It doesn't have to be Echel Nefesh Mamish. That's the Mitoich. But the Mitoich doesn't say that you just carry Slamazay. Mitoich says just like you can carry food, you can carry for any Tzorech Hayom. So Lulav is a Tzorech Hayom. But Shiloh is a Tzorech Chal, you're not allowed. Then they're on. But be getting rid of Chometz in order not to be everybody Rabbi Motzei, in order to be Mekayim Tashbisu, that's a Tzorech Hayom. And therefore, fundamentally, says you're allowed to burn Chometz on Yom Tov. It brings a Raya from the Gemara earlier on, Neftalit, where the Gemara, we had the Sugya, how do you know that the Emerishan is Tezvov, maybe Emerishan is Yudal? So Rabbi Akiva said, it has to be Yudal, because if it was Tezvov, how could the Torah say, that how could the Torah say you do Tashbisu on Tezvov? Matzina lahavar shi'amul ain't tashbis is only ain't be a chametz ela b'sreifu. Matzina lahavar shi'amul locha. So it can't mean tesvav. Your mission can't mean tesvav. How are you going to burn chametz and tesvav? It's havar. It's an av malacha. So the Gemara says shmami no tlas. Shmami no Rabbi Kiva holds ain't be a chametz ela b'sreifu, and shmami no that he holds. About Chalak Yotzot, that's not our issue right now. And Shmami know that he does not hold for Mitoich. Because if he held like, he holds like Bishamai, because if he held like Basil, there's Mitoich, then what's the problem? I could burn Chomis and Yontif. So the perishing verse is around that if that the halacha that we hold for Mitoich, you're allowed to burn Chomis and Yontif. So therefore says Daran, Avada, if I did not do Bittul, I would be allowed to burn the Chomis as Mitoich. So why in the Gemara does it say Kaifel of a Sakleen? Why not just burn the Chumas? Says the Ran, because I did do Bittul. So now it's only Shema Yovel Ochli. Shema Yovel Ochli is not a Tzarech Hayah. On the other hand, places in Ksuvas Dav Zayin asks Taka, why not just burn the Chumas? What do you have to be Kaifel of a Sakleen? Why not just burn it? And Pesach says you can't say because since he did bittul, so it's not a tzarech chayim. Because even though you did bittul, but midrabbanan, you still have to get rid of it. And a drabbanan is also called a tzarech chayim. So Pesach answers because you can't pick it up to burn it because it's mutsa. So from that, it's a double machlekes Pesach in the Ran. First of all, it seems to be machlekes Pesach in the Ran. I don't know if in the Sias or something. Taisa says you can't pick it up, so you can't burn it. And Duran says, why not burn it without picking it up? I don't know, maybe they're talking about different cases, envisioning different cases. Like the Duran didn't say you can't burn it because you can't pick it up. He thinks you should be able to burn it without picking it up. So I don't know what that's all about. I don't know. Maybe Taisa is assuming a case where you can't just burn it in your living room. Yeah, you're gonna burn down your house. So even though you see Bismarck and Gemara, they strafe in the house, but not a sakon. Any of that. So I don't know what that machlekes is about. But there's also, you see, a lamdash machlekes that Taisa says that even if you did bittul, it's still a tzarech chayim. And by rights, you should be able to burn it, except that there's an isimuksu. But if not for the isimuksu, mitaych, you'll be allowed to burn it. It's like, so it's hutra for tzarech chayim. And a drabban is also tzarech chayim. And Duran says, no, if you did not do bittul, then it's a real bayro b'emot. Say, yeah, that's about a tzarech chayim. But since I did bittul, so it's only shem yovel ochli is not a tzarech chayim. So I don't know what's the havon in that machlekes. Maybe the Ran holds that their abundance don't count as a tzarech chayim. Lulu is a deraisa, the first day and the other days. Yeah, since you're allowed to carry lulav, you're allowed to carry lulav all 7 days. The other days, it's only drabbana.
Isn't one of those examples also sefer Torah likrosba? Sefer likrosba?
Yeah.
That's drabbana, right?
That's drabbana, because Torah is only drabbana, right? Could be the machlekes is this, that the Ran held that shema yovel le'ochle is not a mitzvah drabbana. It's a siag, it's a chshash takolah. That doesn't count as a tzarech chayim. Tzarech chayim is to be a mitzvah. Maybe Taisus holds. I don't know if you remember, we saw that there's a Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that even though the reason why they were misakin Dika and Beer, natural light is Shem Yovel Ochlai. But now that they made the takona of Shem Yovel Ochlai, so now they said that Bittul doesn't work and you're everybody Rabbi Motzi Midrabban. Yeah, this is the beginning of the Sech. A Kiddush of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Maybe that's in the Kuddush here. Both the Ran and Taisus are called that Dika is Shem Yovel Ochle. Really, Bittul takes off by Rabbi Motzei. It's only Shem Yovel Ochle. But Taisus holds that now that they made a Chshtakonah Shem Yovel Ochle, so the Takonah Shem Yovel Ochle says that Bittul doesn't work, Midarabon. And Midrabban, you're over by Rabbi Motzi. So Midrabban, you have an Isser by Rabbi Motzi with the Mitzvah Tashbisu, presumably. So that's the Tzarech Hayyim. If the Ran holds not the way, the Ran holds, no, it's not a by Rabbi Motzi. By Rabbi Motzi, I took care of with the Bittul. It's a shashta kol of shemi yovel ochli. That's not a mitzvah derabonim. Shashta kol, that doesn't count as a tzorchim. Tzorchim has to be a tzorch mitzvah.
Rabbi, the Ran doesn't learn that the Bedika and beer is Mishum Chashash Kala. He learns the beer, so it's Mishum Shema Lubita Bola Shalit. But that's also Chashash.
The Ran has both. The Ran has Shema Lub Shema. The Ran says in Rashi Shema Lubita Bola Shalit, and then he also has Shema Yob Ochle. He has both. Clearly, you have right. You have a point. The Ran does have its side that the Bedika is Shema Lubita Bola Shalit. So if it's Hashem Elohim Avata Belev Shalem, so that the Chayra is a Mitzvah Derabbanan. So that's already that should be a Tzarech Hayoyim. There's a Tzad that you have, there's a Shash that you, there's a Shash by Yom HaMotzeh. Yeah, good point. I don't know. Any there? So this needs some Mitzvah over here to figure out exactly what's the nekudas on machlekes here between Taisus and the Ran. Does this Derabbanan, not Rely and Bittul, create a Tzarech Hayoyim? Does that make it into a Tzarech Hayoyim or not? Akoponim, both Taisus and the Ran agree that if you did not do Bittul and you have a real Bariol by Motzi, Derabbanan, they're ice in front of you. You were not in the battle. So they both agree that that's already Tzarech Hayoyim. That's Taka Tzarech Hayoyim, right from the Gemara before, from Rabbi Kiva. Shmam in the class, Shmam and Rabbi Kiva doesn't know from Mitoich. So right, that Mitoich is Taka Matir to burn Chametz on Yom Tov. Both Taisus and the Ran agree. They argue about what about a Derabbanan? Well, what about the Derabbanan? If you did, does Derabbanan make a Tzarech Hayoyim? But they both agree that the deraisa, certainly, if you did not do bittul and you have a deraisa in front of you, they both agree you're allowed to burn the chametz because it's a. Both agree you're allowed to burn the chametz. The Ritva, on the other hand, the Chayamid Beis, the Ritva says that you're not allowed to burn chametz on Yom Tov. Why isn't it a Tzarech Hayyim? Says the Ritva, and what about Rabbi Kiva? What about the Gemara to Rabbi Kiva? That had Rabbi Kiva held for Mitoich, then you could have said the Yom Rishon is Tezvah because you could burn it on Yom Tov. Says the Ritva, yes, if Tashbisu was Tezvah, then it would be a Mitzvah Sayyim, Tashbisu, and you could do it on Yom Tov. But the Emes says that Yom Rishon is Yudalad. We all know Yom Rishon is Yudalad. Whereas other Rahi Chokas, the Tashbisu by Yom Rishon is Yudalad. So the Mitzvah of Tashbisu is on Yudalad. So that means that by the time you come to Tezvah, you find chametz on Yom Tov. Now it's Tzvav. So this is not a mitzvah that started today. It's a mitzvah that I could have done. It's a mitzvah that started yesterday. Says the Ritva, a mitzvah that started yesterday is not called the Tzarech Hayom. It's not Teich Yom Tov. Raya from Mila Shiloi Bismana. Mila Shiloi Bismana is not Teich Yom Tov. Gemara Mefreshes and Shabbos Chavdal. Mila Shiloi Bismana is not Teich Yom Tov because it's not a mitzvah Hayom. The mitzvah that already started yesterday. It's a nechtige mitzvah. Remember that expression because I'm going to use it all the time. I don't want to say yesterday's mitzvah because it sounds funny to me. A nechtige mitzvah. Nechtige means yesterday's. Nechten is yesterday. A nechtige mitzvah. Mila shloi bisman is a nechtige mitzvah. It's a mitzvah from yesterday. It's not Teich Yom Tov. Very Shemar Shabbos Chavdal. The Gemara says, not even busy with mitzvah. The Gemara is busy with other things. Why isn't Esed Eich Eloi says? The Gemara says, no, it's a Mila shloi bisman. It's not a mitzvah tayyim. But we could ask, what about this? What about Mitoich? The Gemara is busy not with Mitoich. The Gemara is busy with Esed Eich Eloi Sesei. The Gemara says, there's no Esed Eich Eloi Sesei because it's not a mitzvah Sayyim. We learn that from Sefer Tleisa. It's not a mitzvah that's not a mitzvah Sayyim. So it's not, there's no Esed Eich Eloi Sesei. But what about Mitoich? Mitoich should hutra chavala l'tzarech, l'tzarech echal nefesh, so should be hutra namish l'el l'tzarech. Do shvita on Yom Tov, so why can't you do mil on Yom Tov? Because since it's not a mitzvah sayyim, so just like it's not a mitzvah sayyim for Esed Eich Eloi Sesei, it's not a mitzvah sayyim to be called a tzarech hayyim, that we should say mitoich. That's the Ritva, Mila Shloim Bezman is not Teich Yom Tov. That's for sure true. Mila Shloim Bezman is not Teich Yom Tov. So you see that you don't say mitoich on a mitzvah that's a nechtig mitzvah. You only say only on a mitzvah sayyim. So had Tashbisu been on Tezvav, like Rabbi Kiva wanted to be, like Rabbi Kiva was talking, you know, how do you know that it's not a tezvav? So, yeah, had Tashmisu been a tezvav, it would have been a mitzvah seyayv. You could have done it on, if you held to me tight, you could have done it on Yom Tov. But the emes is Tashmisu is on your dal. If your Tashmisu is on your dal, then it's not a mitzvah seyayv. If it's not a mitzvah seyayv, there's no mitzvah. Oh, no, at the Ram. And I place this Ram. The Ritva is that the Rashba was masking to. So he told this over, the Shtickle Perry told it over to his Rebbe. His Rebbe is the Ritva, his Rebbe is the Ra'ah, and to the Rashba, and they were masking. The problem is, first we have to understand what's the machaikis of your back from the Ritva and the Ram, if there's really a machaikis. Number two, the Chorid is we have a, there's a stira because the Rashba himself, the Ritva claims that he told this over to the Rashba, and the Rashba was masking. Rashba and Tshuva and Simon Ayin Aleph, Kelik Aleph, I think it's Kelik Aleph, Simon Ayin Aleph, the Rashba says Beferish. The Rashba was asked by the Shoyl if you're allowed to burn Chometz on Yom Tov. Maybe you're not allowed because it's Efshim Yved Yom. Could have done it yesterday. And the Rashba says, no, it's Mutter. It's Mutter. It's a steer. The Ritva claims that the Rashba told what the Rashba was masking to him that it's also, and the Rashba himself in the Tshuva says that it's Mutter. So that needs a Yishuv. And then what's really fascinating is that the Ritva says it's Osir, and he says that he found Mefurish in Yerushalmi at the beginning of Emor Malikim that it's Osir. And the Rashba says that it's Mutter, and he says that it's right from the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Emor Malikim that it's Mutter. They both bring the same Yerushalmi. The Ritva brings it as Yerushalmi Isir, and the Rashba brings it as Yerushalmi Lehet. So that's what we need to work out. What's the steer and the Rashba? And number two, how could they both bring a raya from the Yerushalmi to their? How could the Ritva bring a raya from the Yerushalmi Lister? And from the very same Yerushalmi, the Rashba brings a raya Lister. Okay, so that's ahead of us. Tomorrow, what's the story tomorrow? Generally speaking, I want to say Shira at 12 o'clock on Zoom. But Thursday, I think it probably conflicts with Tanakh. So I guess Thursday will be 11:30. Okay.
Rabbi, in the pink Mosada Rav Kook Ritvas, in the footnote,